بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن علي بن ربيعة قال: شهدت علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه أتي بدابة ليركبها، فلما وضع رجله في الركاب قال: بسم الله. فلما استوى على ظهرها قال: الحمد لله. ثم قال: سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين وإنا إلى ربنا لمنقلبون. ثم قال: الحمد لله 3 مرات. ثم قال: الله أكبر 3 مرات. ثم قال: سبحانك إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. ثم ضحك. This hadith, which we discussed most of it yesterday, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was witnessed adopting a certain manner in reciting dua when proceeding for journey. Obviously, as is the shan and the wont of Sahaba-i-Kiram, he attributed this to have, when he was questioned about it, he mentioned that he had gleaned this directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, he had observed the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adopting the same manner. Very beautiful interaction we find. Ali bin Rabi'ah mentions that I was with Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and I observed this. And we also, going in jamaat, going in the path of Allah ta'ala, or proceeding on any journey, even on a daily basis, we should try and practice upon what is beautifully illustrated in this particular hadith. He describes, he says that the conveyance of Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu was brought, and Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu first placed his foot in the stirrup, about to mount the horse or the camel. At that time he said, Bismillah. When he was sitting upright on its back, he said, Alhamdulillah. So, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. Getting into your car, put the foot inside, Bismillah. Sit on the seat, Alhamdulillah. Thereafter, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. Allah is pure and we convey our gratitude to him and we declare his purity from all weaknesses and deficiencies. He has placed in our service this means of conveyance. It was not within our ability to control it. It is merely the grace and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, without a doubt, every one of us will return back to our Rabb. So this short journey should remind me of the eternal journey, which inevitable journey to the akhirat, which is coming. Thereafter, he said, Alhamdulillah 3 times. Thereafter, he said, Allahu Akbar 3 times. So, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. Alhamdulillah, 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 Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. ثم قال, then he said, سبحانك إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. In other words, this is a form of istighfar. And istighfar was an integral part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, إِنَّا كُنَّا نَعُدُّ فِي مَجْلِسِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ 100 مَرَّةٍ. And many sahaba, Aisha radiallahu anha also, they say that we used to count in one majlis, one gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this expression, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ. O my Rabb, forgive me and accept my repentance. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. You are very, very forgiving, very merciful. Sometimes they say 100 times, sometimes more than 100 times. So even on safar and journey, we are taught istighfar. And the type of istighfar in this particular hadith, سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي. Glory be to you, Allah. I have transgressed upon my soul. I've exceeded the parameters and the boundaries of your hudud and limitations and shariat. فَغْفِرْ لِي, so forgive me. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ, because none forgives sins besides you. Saying this, Ali radiallahu ta'ala then smiled. So immediately this observation was made, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, what caused you to smile? To this Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فعل كما فعلت. All what you have seen me doing, I saw Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم doing. I saw Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم doing exactly as I did. After doing this, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم smiled. So I smiled. At that time, I asked him that, Ya Rasulullah, what caused you to smile? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, and he said, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْجَبُ مِنْ عَبْدِهِ إِذَا قَالَ اِغْفِرْ لِي ذُنُوبِي يَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ غَيْرِي. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah marvels at his slaves. Allah becomes, the verse in the hadith is يَعْجَب, literal translation, closest to it, marvels. But what it means is Allah becomes very, very happy. Allah becomes happy with his slaves when they say, O my Allah, forgive my sins. When a person repents and makes istighfar and asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah becomes happy. And Allah says that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that your Rabb, Allah ta'ala, marvels at his slave when his slave says, forgive my sins, knowing that none can forgive besides me. So Allah becomes happy with this. This attestation on the one hand of our shortcoming, of our deficiency, of our asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, knowing in our hearts with this absolute conviction that none forgives sins besides Allah. So this entire description and interaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an indication of the extreme rahmat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the acknowledgement of it by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One or two important lessons for us to adopt. One is obviously this dua. Secondly, Bismillah. Anything good you start with Bismillah. Ali radiallahu anhu placed his foot in the stirrup. He saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he also practiced Bismillah in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the riwayat of Darimi, it is mentioned that shaitan remains on the back of the conveyance. So when you mount, recite Bismillah. Before eating, Bismillah. As we learnt in the various ahadith, this is our defense mechanism. This is our protection from shaitan. When you take Allah's name, that banishes and gets rid of shaitan from whatever we are doing. Second important lesson we learn from this and other riwayat, the importance of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Particularly when Allah has blessed us with something. Innumerable bounties of Allah ta'ala, they are. But this safar, this journey, the conveyance, the means, whatever you're utilizing, this is Allah's ni'mat, it's Allah's bounty. So make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Praise Allah Ta'ala. Acknowledge the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third important lesson we learn, importance of istighfar. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Our tablighi nisab, minimum we are taught just to bring this into our lives. Daily, morning and evening, 100 times third kalima, 100 times salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and 100 times istighfar. This is not something that Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali dreamt up somewhere. This is taken directly from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is a practical procedure by which we are encouraged to gradually bring this in our lives. Final, very, very important lesson we learn from this hadith. The extreme love and devotion that the Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This, and the fact that this love and devotion did not remain within the realms of what we, like you and I today, verbal devotion. Main to aashiq e rasool, I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What's the proof? The proof is this. This, right down to the meticulous detail, they would follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam got on his camel or his horse and he did something, fine, they did that. But right down to the point that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled, they would smile also. Now, the emulation, the following of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if Ali radiallahu ta'ala just read the dua, that was sufficient. He didn't actually need to smile. But every time, we learn from this, that every time, from that first time that he saw Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiling at this juncture for the rest of the life of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, whenever he undertook a journey, he would smile at that juncture. Why? Because I saw Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing it. And we find this type of thing in the lives of many, many Sahaba, many, many incidents. Sahaba had, on a journey, if Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam relieved himself at a certain spot, even if they didn't have the need to relieve themselves, they would relieve themselves at that particular spot. This is what we call the visible or the practical manifestation or display of devotion and love. When you love someone, you love everything about that person. Like, you know, the famous saying of, or incident of Layla Majnu, Amurru bid diyari diyari Layla, wa uqabbilu dhal jidara wa dhal jidara, wa ma hubbu diyari shaghafna qalbi, walakin hubbu man sakana diyara. That Majnu, his actual name was Qais, from the Khifaji clan, he says, I passed by the city of Layla and I began kissing the walls. He said, don't, the love of the walls has not taken over my heart, but the love of the one who resides within these walls. Kehna ke main aashiq e rasool bahut aasan. Say, I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very easy. This is the proof. How much are we practicing on sunnah? These ahadith are opening for us the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba, when they saw, heard, witnessed anything Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, immediately they would implement this and bring this into their lives. And the greatest sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wada'iyan ilallah, I am an inviter, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ilallah bi idhnihi wa sirajan munira, qul hadhihi sabili ad'u ilallah ala basiratin ana wa man ittaba'ani. So give da'wat of this. Speak about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he did when he undertook a journey. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, Allahu akbar, all these various things that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite, smiling of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All this is a manifestation by which we will be able to develop and imbibe within ourselves, because like I've mentioned many times, ulama say qibla for salah is Kaaba. If you don't face Kaaba, salah is not made. In the same way, qibla for developing devotion to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Ashab Muhammad, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That the way they meticulously followed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should be attempting to do the same. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanallah.